VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police investigating the shooting at a Jewish religious center in the eastern city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that left 11 people dead on Saturday morning, say the suspected gunman shouted anti-Jewish threats as he opened fire. They say 46-year-old Robert Gregory Bowers was armed with an assault rifle and three handguns. Democratic Senator Chris Coons says the shooting capped off what he describes as a violent week that included the delivery of explosive devices to prominent Democrats and CNN. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Coons believes the political culture in the U.S. is motivating people inspired by hate, fear, and bigotry.
I think there's a responsibility for all of us to lower the tone of hatred and division in our country.
Republican Senator James Lankford says comments on social media have gone too far.
Our social media rhetoric, our intensity of our dialogue is no longer about having dialogue and conversation. It's shouting someone else down that you disagree with and trying to silence them.
However, Lankford doesn't think President Trump should be blamed for the Pittsburgh shootings. Lankford and Coons appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Eight men and three women were killed, ranging in age from 54 to 97. Six people were wounded, including four police officers. Far-right Congressman Jair Bolsonaro has won Brazil's presidential election, raising fears of a rollback of civil rights and free speech. With nearly all of the ballots counted, Bolsonaro, of the Social Liberal Party, won about 56% of the votes in Sunday's runoff. His left-leaning opponent of the Workers' Party took 44%. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat said